Welcome to the Sketchy Book Podcast, the creativity and productivity podcast featuring quick tips for illustrators, designers, and other visual arts. Your host is Brian E. Young.
Today's episode is about starting your creative blog. You might be thinking, why do I need a blog? Well, I'm sure you have some form of creative output, and a blog's a great way to share it. I mean, a blog we usually think of as these, you know, self-involved posts, but that's not necessarily what it is. I mean, you could call the New York Times site a blog. I mean, it runs on WordPress, actually, which is a blog platform. So don't get so caught up in the definition of blog and the medium itself. The point of it is to just share what you're doing with people. Sharing what you're doing doesn't just mean talking about yourself, being self-involved. It actually means providing a service to others. So that's the first tip. Provide a service for your readers. Have tips and things that would help them access your art, access what they might be doing. Why do you think they should be interested in your work? Well, show you're an expert in your field. Show that you know what you're talking about. Talk about tips and tricks and whatever else you can promote. Use it as a place to organize and promote your activities. Talk about some things you found interesting on the web that have to do with your subject matter. Post to maybe a forum post that you think people will want to read. Talk about your activities in real life. Did you go to an event that you want to review or talk about, or tell people to maybe look at similar events that they participated in? Remember, you have an audience, you have to write for that audience, and that's something that develops over time. Ask people to look at your blog, ask them to look at your posts. Don't be shy about promoting what you're doing on your blog so that people can have feedback. Share it with all of your friends and family, and try and get anyone you can to be active on your blog. Definitely share your art or whatever creative activity you're proposing, your illustrations. Post up some things if it has to do with your job. Then, you know, show it. Don't be shy. Don't keep things in a box somewhere, because that's not going to get you anywhere. And you will get feedback. Be receptive to that feedback. Your blog can be a place to compile your online life. You can link to your Facebook profile, your MySpace profile. Think of this as a place that your future boss, future clients will be looking at, and definitely consider them as part of your audience and show that you're a driven person. Another tip when you're starting or continuing on your blog is to read blogs you're interested. Why are you interested in them? What can you take from those that apply to the content you want to create? Think of this as a two-way medium. Comment on their posts and tell them that you really like what they're doing, and plug them in your blog. Show off entries that you find interesting, but definitely read other blogs, news articles, anything that you find interesting in. Being interested in what you write will keep you blogging. It'll keep you on a schedule. Try to blog at least once a week, at least once a month, and try to put up as much content as you can. Tell stories, but make sure it's relevant to your audience. Make sure you read your posts, make sure you edit them appropriately, take out anything extraneous that might not have to do with your blog. You don't need to say, hey, I went to a party last night. That's more of a journal. We've talked about creative journaling in an earlier post, and that's the kind of thing that might fit well into your blog. Creative writing exercises, brainstorming. Of course, it has to be formatted for your audience. There's a lot of resources out there for blogging. I'm sure, depending on what you want to do, you can find that, and you can even become one of those resources as you get more familiar with what you're doing as a blogger. Be active in your real-life community and online. Go out there, get some business cards printed up, give them out, tell people, hey, this is something I'm doing. Your business card will probably mention that you are an artist, and you can have your blog URL on there and tell people, you know, if you want to keep up to date with me, visit my website. If all else fails, look at design forums. And I also wanted to give for our resources section today some graphic design forums. I don't know if I've mentioned these before. I don't think I have, though. GraphicDesignForum.com is one. They're a pretty good resource. To get a feel for these communities, I suggest you just go to the site. The links for these will be in the show notes. Go to Aesthetica Design Forum. It's a pretty good site. It's very active. And also forum.howdesign.com. Those are a few design forums. It's kind of quick tips. I suggest you just go and visit those sites, see what they're all about, get active in an online community, ask questions there, read many, many topics are at each of these forums, and you kind of read for a while, get a feel for what they're about, and then if you decide to participate, please do. That's about it for today's episode. If I could just ask one favor, please send your comments, and definitely, if you're using iTunes, go on there, and if you really want to support this show, give this show a 5-star review. Write something nice and give it a 5-star review if you support the show. That's something easy you can do to support this, and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
That's it for today's episode. Visit media.sketchy.com. Sketchy spelled SKETCHEE for show notes and leave comments. Send feedback to sketchybook@sketchy.com. This is Melissa D. Johnson signing out.